Nashville International Airport is putting a focus on the international part of its name with a billion-dollar expansion. One of the first projects is a renovated terminal for overseas flights. Many in the business community have been stinging for 20 years now, since American Airlines ended its direct flight to London. It is possible the jet from Nashville to Canada or Mexico, the Bahamas or Jamaica, and a couple of other countries. And for several years, Airport President Rob Wigington has listed London, along with Tokyo and Mexico City, on his wish list, but always with a warning to be patient.
Trying to get international service to markets the size of Nashville is not easy. The carriers overseas, they have opportunities all over the world.
He says it's a matter of convincing airlines they'd make money. That hinges mostly on how many business travelers and first-class passengers Nashville can offer. But it would also help to upgrade an international wing that was built in the mid-'80s.
It's gotten us by for these years, but we now have a lot more international service.
He says Nashville's largest carrier, Southwest Airlines, has interest in Latin America. Flights to Asia might require a new carrier, and as for London, he's hopeful, but wouldn't be more specific than saying that he wants that flight in the next couple years. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.